You're tuned into We Talk Radio Network.
any 45 news?
No. You know, I can't listen to him anymore. Not after hearing 5 minutes of his speech. I can't do it.
Okay.
He is just sickening. That's my news tonight on politics. I'm really ready for the election.
Trust me, I'm on your side on that one. That's enough talking, let's just do it. Enough for the talking, enough for the battling, and let's just jump right on to it. Now, this is next night.
Yep. Yeah, go away. Go back to Florida.
Yeah. And so I heard that he was still trying to shut the U.S. Postal Service down or make them stop delivering the mail or stop sorting the mail. If the mail sorters, operations manager or manager shut down the machine and an employee was caught trying to hook that machine back up, they would get fired. So,
oh, my God.
Right.
Good
so
old
it's all about.
Uh-oh.
It's like, you know, why are you so worried about you getting out of office besides the fact that you're going to jail when you get out of office? Why are you guys taking out on the U.S. Postal Service when they have other things to deliver besides a ballot?
Yeah. I don't know why the post office is such a threat to him, because there is COVID. Now it explains why he wants COVID to stay active, so that people will be too afraid to get out. But that's not going to happen.
That's not going to happen. And just here recently, last month, we had a county election. And the elections department made sure we had protective gear. We had face shields. We had masks. We had the little plexiglass in front of us while we was checking them in. We had ballots so they can use to press the voting machine. And, you know, it was pretty much we had one person on wipe-off duty. Every time somebody used the electronic voter thing, they wiped it off. They was right there behind them, wiping it off, just keeping it sanitized. So I think we will come out to vote, but I'm also looking at it at the elders, on the elder side of it. They can't. And that machine is too heavy to be carrying on their side.
Yeah.
The new machine they have is too heavy to be carrying for curbside. So
but
anybody
you know,
has
there's,
curbside.
There's
oh,
a lot of
his, go ahead.
There's a lot of his voters that are elders, so he's hindering his own vote.
Right. But there is a deadline that those ballots right there can be counted in, because the only thing they have to do is whoever's working, say, per se at the warehouse, the Dallas County warehouse or Tarrant County warehouse, only thing they're doing is sliding through the machine and getting counted. You know, you're just sliding through the machine as if it was the day of, and they're getting counted. So it's really not going to make a difference. I mean, you're trying to hinder people, but county still going to count them.
Right.
If you don't
have somebody in the Postal Service that's a Trump supporter and being paid by his campaign, you know, to, you know, slip out some of those, you know, votes, whether they don't know what's on them, but they would rather take a chance on getting some of them and, you know, taking them out in the field somewhere instead of them getting to the elections office and being counted. Yeah.
Well, yeah. Yeah, I think on that note, I really feel like those that we know that vote by mail, I feel like somebody from the county should be able to pick those up from them to eradicate those stuff. So I think I'm going to have to call them and see, hey, y'all got pick-up duty, because we don't want these votes not to be counted. We do have elderly, disabled. That I wouldn't mind. If I had a car, or even if I could drive one of the county cars, I wouldn't mind getting out there and doing that. Because I don't want us to miss the vote because of 45 storm.
Yeah. Right.
So if everybody was thinking like I am, we will all be so helpful in our own community.
Right,
that,
exactly. You'd probably be surprised at how many people would, you know, try to be, you know, get out there, you know, and help serve in that capacity just to make sure, you know, that it's counted fairly.
Right. I think I'm going to call my elections director in the morning and see if she'll have, if they will consider something like that. And if I need to just jump in a company car and get me a map scope, you know, Google me the directions to where I need to go pick this stuff up from, I think I will do that. Because I would, like, literally hate for him to get back in, real talk. And some of his people are turning on him, some are not. I'm not a real big into politics, but I'm into what's right for the people, and what he's doing is not right for the people.
Right. Oh, yeah. It makes sense. Yeah.
Okay. So that's where I stand with that. Like, that's my position on it. If anybody's different, this is a speak your mind moment, because we're gonna have to do something to dismantle this presidency.
You know,
TT, you were talking.
No, that makes sense. You know, but you know, if you get people like that, you're almost going to have to, you know, and let's just be, you know, honest and say everybody that says that they are a Democrat or are they a Biden supporter is not. So when you get somebody in there that's willing to go to the community, and if they do, you know, let you pick up these ballots from the senior citizens, they almost have to take polygraph or something because you don't know. You don't know who you're dealing with. You know, people can be bought. Let's face it, you know. So. But you know what? I was reading today. Go ahead, Trina. Go ahead if you're talking about, you know, the ballots. Because I was going to move on to something else. So you go ahead.
Well, I was going to say, I mean, even with the voting, you're going to have dangerous people out there because Trump's going to see to it.
Oh, of course.
So it's going to be a bad time. Shame on him.
Yeah, you're right. Yeah. I mean, you know, at one moment, we hear that Biden is, you know, in the lead, and then the next moment you hear that Trump is catching up to him. So, you know, we don't know where it stands.
I also think that they're jacking around with all that, messing with people. You know, I can't imagine if you, for the people out there, and especially the ones who aren't working, which are the ones that can make a difference. You like where you are right now, then you keep Trump right where he is, because that's where you'll be.
Right. Yeah. Well, you know,
Did anyone hear that Joe Biden was looking to distribute $2,000 a month when he got in?
I haven't heard
I heard that this weekend.
No, I hadn't heard that either.
Yeah, I heard that this weekend, and he spoke tonight, but he was telling the people how Trump was trying to keep them in fear, you know.
Right, I have not heard that as of yet. I have heard somebody make that comment, but I have not heard him say that.
Yeah, and I know they're going to do something. I mean, they are shocked that the money is still not coming because people are just I mean, over here where I live, I cannot tell you the number of people who have moved out because no more money's coming. And yes, they had it good, and they saved their money, and I agree, too much money is too much, you know. And they had a lot. I hope they enjoyed it, and I hope they could use it for the future. But I don't think people need a whole bunch of money, you know, because too much is going to make you not want to work. So the Republicans were correct in that stance. I totally agree with them. But to not do anything, you have people on the street. To do, not
yeah.
do anything, you don't care.
Right. Yeah.
Well, but you know what? They keep blaming it on the Democrats, saying Nancy Pelosi will not agree, you know, to the terms, you know, so that's the reason they can't get any money. I mean, you know. And what happened with him signing that executive order to stop evictions? What happened with that? People are still able to be evicted?
Well, they said the eviction homes are rising, especially
really?
Now because they're not getting money. Yeah.
My.
Yeah.
Wow.
Can I hear feedback or no?
No.
No, I don't.
Okay, cool. All right, cool. I'm hooking myself up to the other speaker. But what I was going to say is that first check, when they get the first check, especially the one on them, they knew it was going to last a while. And they knew the money wasn't going to last a while. So they should have planned for that better.
Right.
I mean, like, made sure
right.
monthly deposit to, you know, they could have came out with the cards when they first started. But for the people that didn't have direct deposit information, no. But for those that did, they did have the direct deposit information, that should have been monthly. Because
yeah.
you knew it was going to last long. You see the numbers steady rising. You see people are dying. You see people are sick and can't get to the hospital because they're full. So what are we going to do? We still have to live. We still have to eat. Some still going to work. And some are, you know, taking care of elders, like doing volunteer work, taking care of elders. But that volunteer
uh-huh.
work, meaning going to pick up food boxes and stuff like that, and giving it to the elders, that's wear and tear on the individual.
Right,
so
yeah,
it should
exactly.
be a monthly stipend at the beginning. They knew that
mm-hmm.
wasn't, that $1,200 wasn't going to last until the end of, no,
mm-hmm.
they knew that wasn't going to last.
Right.
So,
I can't believe. But you know what makes me madder, and I have said it so much, I'm sure people are sick of it. I am more mad that this sorry piece of crap used all that money, $450 million, on giving it to people he wanted to have. I am just excited. That is money I put in. You know, I did
right.
not put in money so that anyone he knows can have whatever. That is not why I work and put my money in. I don't even want to put my money in, for that matter.
Right. And it's for people who really didn't need the money.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
You
he
know,
gave it to all the people
that,
in the Senate.
Yeah.
Everybody that backed him is where the money went. But Nancy said they're going to investigate it. She says they won't get away with it because you cannot take the people's money and do what.
Right.
And the people, let me
yeah.
say this, the people that are okay with it, give him all you got.
Right.
Drain
yeah.
your bank.
Yeah.
Give it all to him and enjoy yourself.
Throw it this way.
Absolutely.
You got it to give. Throw it this way.
So it's right.
Yeah.
You know, it's a bunch of homeless folks out there that if you want to
give it away,
give it to somebody who really needs it. Those folks out there, you know,
yeah.
that really need it.
He don't care about nobody. When he went past the ghetto, it was said that he said, "I don't know how they could live like that. I could never do that." So they're living worse now, and you're
yeah.
okay with it?
Yeah.
I think the whole system is corrupt.
It is.
It's not the opinion of We Talk Radio. That's my opinion. The whole system is corrupt. I mean,
it is, but you know, we only have this one choice. And, you know, I'd rather have that one sick choice if that's Biden than ever have a man like, not even a man, a person like Trump in. I really don't think I had ever recognized a human that didn't care about people before. I really don't think I ever knew what that was like.
Oh, wow.
I mean, literally, not care.
The way I treat politics is, with like the government, is pretty much the same way in churches, too. And so I try my best to stay away from this. I really do, because to me, it's a popularity contest. It's not based on skills. It's not based on, you know, are you the right fit for this job? He did a lot of entertaining and a lot of publicity to get this job, get the electoral votes for this job that he's not doing a good job in.
So now Biden
needs to step his game up and step his game up with Camilla, and there's hope that the Electoral College see that we're declining right now with Trump, with good Trump.
I have something to say about that. And I always have a problem with it when everybody says he needs to step his game up. What do you need him to do when you got the worst there already? I don't need nobody to do nothing. I just want the piece of shit out.
Okay, that's what I was going with it. Like, step up and do your job or step up and get out. And let somebody else do it, they can do it. And they will do it.
Well, he's not going to step, you know, he's never going to step up because he'll be in jail.
Well,
if he steps up and leaves.
From the White House to the jail is where he needs to be.
Well,
I'll
settle for him just losing initially. That's just me. That's just the way I feel, you know. I'll settle for him losing. Just let him lose and then take it from there. But let's get him out of that office.
Right.
And you know what? I really don't think people are truly paying attention to really what he's saying and the things that he means. For instance, I was reading today, and then Trina, you know this because you and I have talked. I'm sorry, Macy. You and I have talked about this, and I happened to read over it again today. He is not He is not telling anyone that what his agenda is when he does get back in there. His agenda is hidden. He's just saying we're going to make America great again. You know, they're coming after your neighborhood, you know. But he's not telling the people, and especially the people that are getting disability and Social Security, because what he is going to do and what he has said he's going to do is in these next 3 years, and it said by 2023, he's going to cut the payroll taxes to where people will not pay their payroll. They won't have to pay the payroll taxes, and that will diminish the Social Security and the disability. And so he is going to try and do away with Social Security.
So what about the people that really need it?
It does. He he said he's going to do away with it. That's what I'm saying. People are not paying attention, and they're not listening.
They are so in love with his behind, they have no idea they're headed for doomsday.
They are headed for doomsday. They are going to support this man, and he's just taking them down the drain, with all the rest of the people that
the
don't
swamp.
Have anything, you know. But my thing is, the ones that are supporting him, they're not even listening to what he's really saying. The only thing they know is, and they are hearing is, we're going to make America great again. America needs to be a white country.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's the only thing that they're hearing from him.
And
he's
they don't even realize
them.
It's not about us. I mean,
right.
They're making it
but
about us, the black people. And
correct me if I'm wrong. Didn't the white people steal this land from the Indians?
Yes, they did. So it wasn't
okay.
even there.
Y'all couldn't talk about it. Lines,
yeah. Porters aren't listening to. So when he starts messing with their money,
yeah.
then you'll hear a different tune. Because
yeah.
a lot of his
mm-hmm.
supporters are getting Social Security because a lot
yeah.
of them are older people.
Mm-hmm. Well, then that's what needs to happen. Bring it on, baby.
Yeah, you know, so, I mean, I'm hoping that, you know, people of color, not just African-American, but people of color would open up their eyes and listen to what this man is saying. They're coming after your neighborhood. What president would say something like that?
An idiot.
You
well,
know,
we,
but, I mean,
hey guys,
but you know, he's just time. Catering to his base. That's all that is.
Yeah, true.
They like to hear that.
Yeah. What you say, B-Ray?
We got Black Thunder. He's here.
Hey,
who?
Black Thunder.
What's up, everybody?
Black Thunder.
What's up, everybody?
Hey, how are you?
Yeah.
Doing good.
Now it's popping. Nothing starts until the thunder gets here.
Oh my gosh. Okay. There you go, thunder. There you go.
Thunder.
I gotta say this
before we, because I want to go back to politics, because I know Black Thunder has something to say. But I was explaining to one of the gentlemen that's getting ready to start a show for just men. And I said, well, you need to contact Black Thunder so that he could be a part of this. He said, excuse me, a Black Thunder? I said, yes, Black Thunder. And he said, I'm not calling a man Black Thunder. Oh, my God.
Mm-hmm. He
just called me Black.
call Black.
Yeah, just call
he
Black.
He already said that, Blackie. And I told him that would not be nice.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that is fine.
So how was your day today? How was your day?
Oh, mine was, it was a little busy because I had to take my dad to get some cataract surgery done. So that was an all day event.
Yeah.
That was all day. The good thing about it was the doctor, you know, wanted to see him the same day. You know, some places you go, then they want to see you back at their office maybe that,
right.
you know, 2 or 3 days later. But the doctor wanted to see him, like, had the surgery like at 8:30, 9 o'clock this morning, wanted to see him at 1:30. So. Which was
oh,
out
okay.
too, I told him, I said.
Mm-hmm.
So you got to
oh, yeah,
follow up. So my
day
been tied up all day. Mm-hmm.
Right, yeah.
Mm-hmm. But we are
okay.
so glad
what's
to discussion? Hear you. So, oh, what could you tell us what's going on in politics, brother?
to be honest with you, this mess is so crazy. I haven't been keeping up, but with the little situation information that I have, got some cue on, I can see where, because I just saw highlights of the RNC last week, but just based off of what the information that I'm gathering, I can see where they're coaching this stuff on a higher level that they did in 16 about fear, about those people are coming into your neighborhoods and defunding the police. You know, they sticking all this fear in there. And I was just thinking a few minutes ago while I was washing dishes that it's funny that the ones that are committing the crime are the ones that live in those communities anyway. For the most part, you know, even if it's white collar crime or whatever. And in most cases, that's how a good percentage of them are able to live in those neighborhoods because of that. You know, so it's ironic how they want to put fear in people. And you know, and what kills me is you have a lot of, you know, non-black, you know, white people that that like, well, what's the problem? And it's like, well, you don't understand what we experience,
right?
You know, as a race of people. And so it's easy for them to like, well, why the But I know that they'll never understand it, so I don't waste no energy trying to explain because they really don't want to know. You know, they really don't want to know. But I can just see where, you know, if that's the type of person that they want to represent them, you know, that's fine with me if that's what they want. But then everything that these so-called conservative religious Christian folks want to stand on, stand against as they proclaim.
Right, right.
You supporting him big time.
Yep.
You know, they supporting him like on the highest of levels. That
right.
is so ridiculous. Yep. You know, it just like, I don't want to get way off subject, but it just like back in either 17 or 18, Paula White out of Florida, and they had showed a clip. Well, I had read the article, but I don't know if they showed a clip. But she was saying that the people in her church need to pay their tithes before they pay their bills. That's one situation. But then she brought up that they need to support Trump, you know, financially, or they would go to hell. She didn't say go to hell. Yeah, she didn't exactly say go to hell, but you know how we look at things. You know, it's like that's what she's saying. Now end up she's on his cabinet for the last that I heard within the last year and a half or so. You know, so it's like, you know, these people are just they're just ridiculous, man. You know. But I just see that they're preaching fear, and what little bit that I did here before I came on, where Métis and them was talking about the, when they came over here and took the natives and pretty much just killed them, you know, and enslaved them, you know. So it's nothing new of the practice that they do.
Right.
You know, it's nothing new of what's going on. You know, and it was funny, if y'all ever get a chance to look at one of the New York City policemen badge and you just pull it up real close, they have like a, how do they have it? They have it like, it's not a handcuff, but it's an actual person like with a whip or something, you know, because what they were programmed. Yeah, if you get a New York City Police, New York PD badge, pull it up on the computer and pull it up and enlarge it, you can see all the descriptions on there. And because what they did was they was original, from what I heard and from information that I read, but they was originally slave catchers.
Oh, my goodness.
That's how the I guess the police or whatever was formed to a certain extent, but they was you know going to you know catch slaves that ran away from their owners and brought them back. And I don't know if any of y'all saw this on social media, where I don't know if it's a $20 bill or a $5 bill, where if you pull it up real strong, real wide, they have a there's a on the $20 bill when they build the White House, if you blow it up, you'll see a lynching hanging in between, not in between the White House, like right in the center of it, on that $20 bill or $5 bill. They have
what?
A black man being lynched on top of it. I can't remember because the person that posted it, I don't know if it's the old $20 bill or it's the new one. But the only thing they did with the new $20 bill, they just made the face bigger. So I think it's on the back. Yeah, because they pulled it up and it was like you can see a black man being lynched on there.
My Lord.
Mm-hmm.
So now we have to change the currency.
Yeah, but it's crazy though. It just the whole thing is just crazy. But in my own personal opinion, I think that I think the dude is really running scared.
Oh, definitely. I'm looking at the $20 bill on the back of it.
Mm-hmm.
Where on the back of it am I going to see this?
Okay, if you see how the White House is because it's not going to be visible. You have to blow it up. So it's going to be right at the where the tip of the little gap in between the White House. If you blow it up, if you draw it up real big, you should see like a man being lynched on there.
Wow.
I don't see that. It doesn't
surprise
me.
Have to. Yeah. If I can find that video that somebody sent me, I'm going to send it to you, Late T. Because it was like, it just tripped me out, but it don't surprise me though. But you know, it's kind of one of those situations to where they use the hell out of us and then they destroy us.
Yeah, absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's unfortunate they feel that way. Go ahead.
I was just going to let Black Thunder know that what I had said earlier about they're not paying. Trump and his administration, they are not putting out what their agenda really is for this next 4 years. But what they're saying and what he is saying. And what he has proposed down on paper, from what I'm understanding, is that he is going to be cutting payroll taxes to where people will not have to pay payroll taxes anymore. And then what that is going to do is in the year 2023, he will phase out Social Security and disability. There will be more Social Security.
He's writing it as though he's doing us a favor by letting us keep, but then the taxes are going to go up and it won't make a difference. And so that's why he needs to just faint.
But you know what, though? I was thinking this earlier today, was that a lot of this stuff that these so-called politicians are proposing,
uh-huh,
a lot of this stuff has been planned almost 20, 30 years ago.
Uh-huh.
And it's itching out piece by piece. So it's kind of like whenever, it don't really matter who's in office, but it's kind of like, okay, we'll push it when we get our guy in there. We'll do this when their guy get in there. So it's almost kind of like a game where they're like, okay, you know, we just gonna you know, hold back on this and we're going to do that. And then next thing you know, then when their guy get in there, they'll try to push it, but then it flip-flop because then you have a Democratic Senate that will propose against it and push back on it.
Mm-hmm,
and everything.
Mm-hmm.
And then when people start complaining, then it was like, well, the Democrat, they stopped it. You know, we was, this is what we were standing for. We want Social Security. But actually, when Ryan was in office, he wanted to get rid of it. He wanted to phase it out himself along with Medicare.
Because that is their only way of controlling the mass, is to make them need them. And so you got to get them poor.
Mm-hmm. Mm. Okay. If you keep people poor, then you have to rely on them. Because another thing, you think about people with money. It don't make no difference how much money they have, but you think about people with money. You know, if you can control a person, even with $100 or $50 or whatever, you know,
if you
got the money to be able to do something, you can control it.
You can
control a person, you know, because you got the money, and not only that you have the money will give you the power that you need. So if you think about it, you think about, and I know CT know this, back when the real Black Panthers had started, one thing that they did strongly was they fed their community. They built up their community.
Mm-hmm.
They you know, the families that were poor, what they did, they took the resources and had bags of groceries where family can come. So when the government saw that, it was like, oh no, man, because if they able to get some resources, not only just money, but they able to get resources and people to follow them, they're gonna become great. So they had to create some other stuff too, where they said, well, they are terrorists and they're doing this and they're doing that. So those who really know the truth about the Black Panther, so if you think about it, they are wiping that foundation away.
Right.
And so and so now they create these movies and to make it seem like that our people were bad and which they really wasn't. It was all about education, empowerment and everything else. You know.
Mm-hmm.
And so that was something that was it's kind of funny to me, but it's kind of crazy because of the fear that they have.
Right.
Because it's like if they get money and they can control some things, then, you know, because 9 times out of 10, they know that we are much, you know, smarter than them on certain, I would say on a certain level, on all levels. So it's like a lot of interest that have taken
place. If we're nothing, why bother? I said, if we're so much of nothing, why bother? You're bothering too hard.
That's the issue. Because the key thing, the way that I look at it, I look at politics sometimes. You know how these singing shows, they have like American Idol and all this, you know, stuff that's going on. If you ever notice, the strongest singer on them shows, they almost vote them off first. If you notice that, they were always the one. I'm talking about that can just, as we always say, flat foot and sing.
Uh-huh.
They always vote them off first. So you get those that are average. They'll keep maybe one or two that can sing to kind of keep the show going, but they always vote off the strongest one. So you look at it in this sense, we are the strongest one because they were so against us reading. They were so against us learning. And, you know, you had white men and women that got killed for teaching us how to read.
So
the thing about it is, so they know if we gain knowledge and power, you know, then, you know, we'll be able to have, we'll be able to develop our equality. you know.
Right. Exactly.
So it's just like it just yeah. So it's just like when Lincoln did what he did, they killed him. So it was like, man, you giving them power. So you giving them land and mule to be able to build and do all this other stuff. Man, they're going to overpower us because
uh-huh.
they look at the numbers.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
They look at the numbers. So when you think about it, it's the same thing going on, which they've been doing the job of, I ain't going to say successfully because we still got some success with black people, but they've been doing it. They started out in our educational system. Once they start opening up doors, because, you know, back then, you know, we always got the leftover school books from the so-called good school. And so a lot of time we'll be behind. So it's easy for them to say, well, that kid is slow.
Mm-hmm.
Well, yeah, you can say that we're slow because if y'all got, you know, new material and y'all giving us old material, then of course it's easy to diagnose us as mental retarded or what's that thing class that they have now in school? Yeah, you know, but they put them in that class. They put them in a slower class. So they, you know, so the system just goes real deep, you know. And so it's just like with the educational system. Just like now, they, you know, they was like, well, if the kids don't go to school physically, then we'll withhold federal funding, blah, 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 and all this other stuff
mm-hmm.
from the school.
Right.
You know, because if you remember when Obama was in office, and he was like giving states, you know, certain income to build up the technology. And, of course, you had our governor, but like, well, we're not going to accept the money. I said, let me tell you something. I said to myself, white folks ain't going to turn down no money.
Right, exactly.
You know,
right, right.
They'll take it and not let you know they took it.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. You know, but, you know, that just the BS that they do. But it's just crazy where they just do things like that. And it's been going on for years. And it just right now people are just tired of it.
Yeah.
You know, and now that everybody else is getting on board. You know, the crazy thing for me was you had Roger Goodell sit up there talking about, well, we should have listened to Colin Kaepernick. No, that's not the case. The problem was all them owners got on your case
uh-huh.
and told you to stand with them. But now,
mm-hmm.
now the song is see. Now you got a lot of athletes now that have opted out for this year.
Yeah,
right.
You know, play football.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, they had opted out. I'm talking about these mm-hmm. are some of the top players. These not the lower tier players. These are some of the
right.
top players.
Mm-hmm.
You know that are opting
and
out.
And why?
But,
and Big O or Black Thunder, whoever you are today. Why opt out? Why should you have opted in now? All because you realize you didn't mean it.
No, I'm not talking about the teams. I'm talking about the athletes. Because see what it was. What I'm saying is, they didn't have an option in or out, because what happened was everything was debated upon where the virus, you know, how the virus is going to be. You know, that's what everything was based off of. So it wasn't that they had an option to opt in or opt out. But what happened was, I think the NFL, you know, made it to the point to where, okay, if players that have, you know, certain conditions or whatever, they choose to opt out because of the coronavirus, that's their right, you know. So it's not that they thinned, but it was to the point where they, you know, because they didn't know what the season, they didn't know what this virus, how it was going to be. The only
well,
issue
I'm not talking
is,
about the men. I'm talking about the coach you were talking about.
No. Roger Goodell is the commissioner.
With them. Okay.
No, that's the commissioner of the NFL.
Okay.
That's the commissioner. And so what I was saying was, he just, because he worked for the owners. He worked for all 32 teams. So
right.
he's the one that come up and said, well, we should have listened to Colin Kaepernick.
Yeah.
Well, the bottom line of it, you already knew the truth. But
right,
the owners,
exactly.
The owners and along with the president twist your arm because you making that whatever hundred some
right.
Whatever
yeah.
million dollars a year.
Yeah,
you know?
Absolutely.
So,
yeah.
Mm, so you making all the, so the whole thing of it now is with these sports. Now, because they looking at losing money.
Mm-hmm.
They, you know, because
uh-huh.
especially if the stadiums
right.
are not open, they if this, you know, the concessions and all that stuff, they're not making no money. So it's kind of like, you know, we need to do something. So that's why you have the I forget how they do to call it, Agent Orange up there. Agent Orange up there in the White House. You know, oh no, we got to have football. We got to have it, you know. And then what was really telling to me is when he was talking about, oh no, the college players have to play. Well, think about it. Most of those college players are on scholarship.
Okay. Uh-huh.
They control them. So either you
mm-hmm.
play or you don't.
Right.
You know? So
yeah.
it's like you got these players now that have chosen, that have, I'm talking about these are players, I think one player that I saw in the news, I don't know if he's from here or not, either Fort Worth or all of the Dallas, but he was sharing that, you know, because of his underlying condition, it don't really matter. But even if he took a stance, even with the coronavirus, then with the George Floyd situation,
right. mm-hmm.
you know, they took a stand, and then the coach told him to pack his stuff up and get out. Because the way the rules were set uh-huh. was that if a player opted out but due to the coronavirus, they can still be involved in practice with their team. They can do all of that other stuff, but, you know, they know that they opt out. So they can still be in condition and all that other stuff. But it was this one player, you know, I think he was one of those players that was pretty good and was looking to go into the, you know, he could have been a prospect for the NFL, probably still can
mm-hmm.
be. But,
yeah.
but the coach told him, you know, pack your stuff and leave. Then when they interviewed the coach, and he was
uh-huh.
like, no, you know, because what happened was there were some players, even all players, I ain't going to say just only the black, but it was a lot of players that, you know, some of those that said, hey, man, we're going to make the decision, we're going to go to the coach and all that other stuff. So I have a feeling that I forgot what they call him, the athletic director with the college was like, he's probably getting pressure. And
yeah.
so he's like, hey, man, either these guys got to play, blah, 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 blah. Because you look at sponsorship. You know, you look at all the
right.
guys that went to these schools that have their own business.
Mm-hmm.
They've been pulling money there. So it's like they control these kids. And because they are kids, they control them. So it's like either you play or you don't.
Right, yeah.
But even though they say, well, okay, y'all can come to an agreement, da 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 da, but that's not even the case. So it's always
yeah.
rolled back to, as Busta Rhymes would call him, Agent Orange. Agent
uh-huh.
Orange is just messing everything up. Yeah, he's just messing
yeah.
everything up.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Agent Orange. I just caught on. Oh, my gosh. I call him Maybelline Blush.
I'm going to tell y'all, I would listen to y'all, I think a couple of weeks ago, I think CT brought up Greg Abbott and one of the conversations. And I was starting laughing because somebody had posted something in social media, and they said something about, man, Wheels must be out of his damn mind. And it took me a minute to catch on.
Wheels.
I said, Wheels? I said, oh, and then I caught on.
Not Wheels. Oh, man.
They said, Wheels done gone crazy.
Well, you know, now what they're calling him, he was called Bunker Boy before. Now they're calling
mm-hmm.
him Aspart. because he's been traveling everywhere.
What?
Haven't you seen the video?
No.
I haven't seen it.
I will forward it to both of you.
So they call him what?
Fart boy.
They
were saying during his, I'm forwarding it now, they were saying during his speech, they had to, what do you call it when you drown out the fart or
the
sound?
Yeah.
That's what they had to do a lot of times during his speech.
That means he know he was lying.
Exactly. Exactly.
Wow.
Okay, I just sent it to both of you.
Okay.
Air Force One.
Huh?
And you'll have to watch Diane Feinstein's face when he comes.
Yeah.
It is hilarious.
Wow. That one shows.
We didn't hear what you said. We didn't hear what you said. B-Ray, we didn't hear you.
I'm sorry. It showed like he was walking up the steps on the plane and like his breeches was too tight.
What?
And they said
his what?
It was the wind pad. His breeches. His pants.
His breeches. His pants. Did what?
Mm-hmm.
Were too tight.
They were too tight. They was like stuck in his behind. I'll send y'all a picture.
My gosh.
That's like when he won, someone found him playing tennis and he was bent over to like hit the ball and he had these tight tennis shorts on. It looked nasty. Oh my God, that's hilarious.
That is crazy.
I think he thinks he is GQ with that orange face, thinks he's GQ.
Oh my goodness.
They had one picture of him with the tennis shorts on with a brown spot in the back.
What?
No wonder he probably pooped and something flew out of there.
Well, that's what the pins are for, y'all.
He's too handsome to wear the pins.
We don't know what he's really wearing.
Actually,
he's
wearing
these big daddy briefs.
He'd probably
he's
be wearing,
not wearing
them,
a G-string, believe me.
Probably be wearing them wings that women be wearing. You know
what I mean? Oh, my God. Well, there's nothing that's going to hang out, believe me.
It's just the extra large. They're probably making them mad. They probably say, "Hey man, we need to make some extra, need to make extra large." You have to make a commercial with that extra gone.
Do you know what they made Melania say during her speech? My husband does not lie. Okay, he just got a spanking, and he said he grabs crotches. Are you denying this? How much did you have to get paid to say that? Yeah.
What?
Well.
Well, she probably got a beat before she went out there anyway, so.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he probably beat her a little bit, you know, before
sure
she went out.
I'm sure when she wouldn't hold his hand, I'm sure it's because he pooped.
Well, you know, you heard the excuse that they made about that, right?
What did they say?
Oh, they said, well, she was really trying to keep grab a hold of her purse and her dress to make sure it doesn't fly up.
Do you know how many times she has done this?
Yeah,
and she wasn't carrying the purse the other time.
She wasn't even carrying the purse, period.
Yeah.
See?
They shouldn't have had it on camera. Then we would have said, yeah, maybe they're right.
They showed this one picture of him coming down from the speech and him walking down real slow.
I saw that.
Watching his steps.
Oh, man. Yeah, well.
I was like, that is crazy.
Yeah, yeah.
Well,
yeah.
You know, Rachel Maddow tonight was talking about him where he had to be rushed to the hospital last year. Or was it last year, February? Where they
really?
Had told Pence that he had to be on call because the president was going to have to be put under. Yeah. And then he came out, yeah, I'm fine. He came out with a supersizer meal from McDonald's.
Supersize.
With the diet.
That's all that's wrong with it. And it's a supersize
meal. Yeah, all that food in the diet
uh-huh.
coke.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
Well, I need
Jill
to talk about how you want. Go ahead.
I had heard that his brother died from COVID-19.
Oh, okay.
I read that somewhere. Yeah.
But you know what's so funny is. Go ahead.
But they never brought it out, the reason he died. And I was reading on something, and it said that he died from COVID-19.
Of course.
I was thinking the same thing. I was thinking the same thing. Because I was like,
they never
said anything.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Never said anything. Mm-hmm. But you know what? If it is true, then Kamala is going to bring it out.
Oh, yeah.
You know she will.
Kamala's going to bring it out. She's going to tell it.
He's afraid of Kamala.
Well, he needs to.
That's the reason
why
he asked the question. I'll just say one time.
I
don't have a mask anymore.
Oh, no. He just makes
if
that.
Y'all seen him in a mask anymore?
Just making the showing. That's all he was doing.
I'd be interested,
what
y'all,
you want to talk about?
I'd be interested in knowing how many people contracted the coronavirus at the New Hampshire or whatever, the convention that he just had at the White House. And all those people were there.
We'll hear about it soon.
Mm-hmm.
We might hear about it, we might not. Believe me, some of them family members of them people, they get sick and they got that COVID, somebody going to say something.
Yeah,
somebody going to say something.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Okay, sorry to interrupt, guys. Go ahead.
We don't know where we were.
Tia wanted us to talk about something. We cut off.
Oh, about making sure that people are getting out. I think CP or somebody or Rhonda Ray was telling us about how they were told the employees of the post office. Rhonda, I believe that was you, that they were not to turn any of the machines back on or they'd be fired. Is that correct?
Yeah, the sorting machine, this is an article that said
it was an article, that's right.
On. Yeah, it was in an article. I sent it to the group. So, go back to those tickets.
Well, you know,
I just think it's crazy.
You know, I had a friend of mine, went to school together, but she has a friend that worked over there with the post office. And of course, she asked me, she said, had they, stopped y'all from doing anything? And she said, no. He said, we still, because I think at one time they were saying they got rid of the sorters. They had fired the sorters.
That's the machine they were talking
about. Mm-hmm. But she said that they still working over there off of 30. They still working with no issues. So I'm assuming where all this is happening.
That it's not everywhere.
Right. I think where all this
is. Huh? Is that 30 in Beckley?
Right.
Okay, cool.
Yeah, right there, off of 30, yeah.
Juanita Kraft post office, which is on Alice and Way, which is Big Grand, over by the Fair Park.
Right.
They were talking about that office.
Right.
And two more offices in that area.
Okay. Because I was talking about the main one where everything goes to, where they sort everything
they
out and it goes there.
The main one.
Yeah, but Yeah, the one off of Grand or Al Lipscomb Way, whatever they want to call that street. I know they was I didn't know about that because what's so funny about that post office when they, you know, put it there, it was looking pristine and everything. Now it kind of looked bad, you know, on the outside, you know.
Mm-hmm.
You know, meaning the yard unkept and everything, but that's before all this stuff even came up. But that was the last information that I had heard, that over there they haven't stopped them from doing anything, but it, apparently this must be going on strongly in the swing voter states.
Mm-hmm. Probably
know,
so.
To where the, right. So, because you remember that one year, I forgot that guy's name, that he was a senator or whatever, Joe somebody, that went off on the I don't know if it was a couple or a man or a lady, because they worked for the post office. And he was talking, that was that time they were talking about contracting out the service of the post office. And now they got this crap now about they are, where the post office is losing money. You know, they keep saying, well, it's losing money and it's costing, you know, millions and millions of dollars a year and all this other stuff. And, you know, not accurate.
Mm. Yeah.
You know,
well,
so
then they need to. They shouldn't have took the machines out.
Well,
can't do it.
Think this
the post it. Office is in the Constitution, so they cannot get rid of it.
Well, I knew they couldn't do
dumbass
that.
Dumbass will try
but
to do anything.
Well, yeah, but he. But see, he got one of his goons up in there to do his dirty work.
Uh-huh.
You know. So that's
yeah.
the whole issue. But hey, here's something that's interesting that I found out, I think Saturday, going to the protest in Wisconsin, where the young man had shot the protesters.
Right. Yeah.
The 17-year-old.
Mm-hmm.
Well, what was
mm-hmm.
interesting was coming to find out, all three people that he shot was all white.
What?
What? And they never mentioned that.
That's my whole point. Because I said, they said, because to me, when they showed it on the news, normally if it was two or three black people that were killed, they would blast their pictures up on the
right. Uh-huh.
up on the news, the media. So when
uh-huh.
I noticed, like, with the day that it happened, and then the few more days, I said, well, when they gonna show the victims that were killed and the one that was injured? And then on top of that, the video that you showed where the protesters went up there to beat them up, they were white. They weren't black.
Ooh, what? Wow.
Yeah. Yeah, they were white. So I think that's the one that got grazed by the gun, by the bullet.
Yeah.
Yeah. They were all white, even though they was covered up and everything, but they was white.
Mm-hmm.
Well, shout out to the white people for coming together. I mean, the most important thing Trump has done in his presidency was to come up with the name MAGA, Make America Great Again, because with the shooting of the first black gentleman that made, you know, notice to the world, he brought all
mm-hmm.
people together. I've
mm-hmm.
enjoyed seeing all different nationalities marching. It was the most wonderful thing to see. So thank
mm-hmm.
you, Trump, for making America and the world great again.
Mm-hmm.
Not what you wanted, but you did a great job. Now,
well,
I got to read
still,
this thing.
You're still coming for the neighborhood, Métis.
So I'm already, that's
you know.
Me. What is he talking about? We're moving into the neighborhood. I've been in the neighborhood.
Right.
We said we live there already.
Really? What are
right.
you talking about, dude?
You don't know.
Scare tactic. Scare tactic.
And the sad thing is
that's
that the people
it
buy it. So listen to this. I want to read this. You know how he talks about the black people and the Mexicans and how they just lay up and have babies and all this kind of crap. Who could be worse off than this? Our president has five kids three baby mamas, lives in the government housing, and got warrants out, and is planning to be a squatter, and y'all call us ghetto?
That is,
oh,
that is
my
so
goodness.
True. That is so true.
Wow.
Yeah, that is interesting. That is so interesting.
He has three baby mamas?
Yeah.
Well, I don't know how accurate this is, but it's just hearsay. But I was listening to something, I don't know if it was yesterday or today, where I don't know if it was somebody on MSNBC or one of those people, but they had brought up to the point of, because he probably have more kids than the one that he is planning. But it was one kid that he had that I think had autism or something like that, but I think the kid is still alive. But pretty much, to put it in simple words, it was to the point where he pretty much disowned that one.
Hide that, but he already got one of those, and that is his son that they call the dumb one.
But here's the thing.
Mongoloid.
But the last one that he had, but he had one years ago. But see, he can't hide that one. But either way, if you think about it, he is hiding because you don't see him nowhere.
Exactly.
You don't see him. You don't see him anywhere. But. But so to me, that gives some validity to it, because if the other child that he had was disabled, because I think it was a young lady, and so he kind of pushed her to the side.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well,
I'm surprised she's still living.
Well, I'm quite sure wherever she's at, whoever the mother is, making sure that she's taken care of.
Yeah.
I'm quite sure, you know, because sometimes they'll pay for stuff like that.
They'll
pay for stuff like that because they don't want it to get out.
Absolutely.
You know, and the difference between him and Putin is at least smart with his mess. Trump's just done with it.
But that's what these guys, that's what these foreigners look for.
Yeah.
You know, they look for these guys that are, they so-called want to
illiterate.
Be big shots. Yeah, and they look for them, you know, because I'm trying to think if I should share this, but I'll put it to you like this. When Obama was in office, there was talks about, let's see, how can I put it? I have to tell Métis about it. But anyway, it was interesting because it was like Obama was too smart. I put it that way.
Okay.
I put it that way.
Uh-huh.
I put it that way to where he was too smart, so they knew that they couldn't
get
over
on him.
Couldn't manipulate him.
So they knew they couldn't get to him. So that's why some of the situations when he would go to these foreign countries and stuff like that, you know, they would deal with him. But the thing about it was, you know, it was like, you know, because that's the whole issue with Osama bin Laden, you know, because it was like, man, this dude is too smart. So when you have Bush Bush in there and all this, see, that was the gateway for things to happen because, you know, you're looking at the same situation now. But it's worse now because they really got it. Because if you think about when Bush was in there, of course he had, they surrounded him with the right people. Okay. But with this situation, it was like nobody wanted to deal with that dude, you know. So it's like they just pushed their propaganda with all this Steve Bannon and all these other guys around him, because it was like, you know, and then he got this thing that he keeps saying about he's done more for black people than any other administration.
Yeah, he needs to shut up on that.
Yeah, you know, but you know, but the thing about it is, what's so funny, what's the old saying go? If you keep saying the lie over and over again, pretty soon you'll believe it. Yeah, so that's the same thing he keeps saying it over and over again. So you have, of course, you have white people that say, well, it's true. And the truth of the matter is, it's been a few of us that have been successful, you know, through whatever administration has been in that. It's been a few of us that have been successful. So it's not like, you know, because what they look at is they just looking at the low-income area.
Right.
That where the job, you know, they're trying to say the unemployment in our community has came up, you know. But at the same time, if you think about it, yeah, they probably came up, but where are these people working at? Some of these places are not in business no more.
Exactly.
So,
exactly.
Well, not only that, I mean, in the other part of that, what percentage are we of the U.S.? And then look at the number of people out of work. They're not all black. So quit saying it's the blacks that are suffering more. It's not. It's all the people.
Yeah, it's all people. You know what's so interesting? Years ago, I remember when I was working at a company, and I was, you know, doing security and stuff. So when the telecommunication. So when the telecommunication thing started crashing, this was back in the late 90s. So it was this white guy, and you know, we had worked at night or whatever. We were sitting up talking, and he was like, "Well, oldest man," he said, "I never thought that I'd be doing this type of job." You know, because he was one of the guys, he was making over $100,000 a year. And before Plano got so big like he got now, you know, him and his wife, you know, bought a $300,000 home, and he had this and had that and had the kid. And so then he was like, "Man, I never thought that the telecommunication thing would crash." And he said, "Man," and he said, I used to look down on guys like y'all. You know, look down.
Mm-hmm.
And he was like, "Here I am now doing the job." He said, "Man, I got so much respect for y'all that I see what y'all have to deal with." You know, I'm like, "Hey, yeah." So I'm like, it don't really bother me because sooner or later, you know, these are the, you know, cause it, to me, I look at it like this: even though they live in those homes up there, It don't make no difference what part of town, because even in Fort Worth, you got some nice upper class areas and all this stuff.
Right. Yeah.
But most of those people, to me, if they making per se $100,000 a year, and so anybody that's good at numbers, we already know what they're living off of. So they're really not living off $100,000. So, but anyway, but they keep building up debt. They get the flashy cars, they get the nice homes, and they get their kids in private school.
Hey,
they can do all of this stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Can you hear me? We've reached the end of our time for tonight. Sorry, our conversation was going 90 minutes. So I would like to ask Black Thunder if you would like to close us out in prayer.
Sure.
Okay, Black
Father
Thunder.
God, thank
okay.
Father God, we thank you for this day. We thank you for giving us this opportunity to see this day. We pray and lift those up that are dealing with the coronavirus, dealing with cancer, dealing with sickness, dealing with taking care of loved ones. We want to lift them up. We want to lift everybody up that are listening, that are dealing with things, and we want to lift them up as well. We want to lift up the team and everybody that's on the radio today. We want to pray for those who weren't able to make it today. And, Lord, we thank you for a great and wonderful week, and hopefully we will be back on Wednesday. Lord say the same and pray.
Yes,
amen.
In the name of Jesus. Amen. Amen. Amen.
Amen. All right.
Amen. Amen.
All right. I appreciate the time. Appreciate the time.
Well.
Good job, team.
Be sure to check
it out
tomorrow at noon for Turn Up Tuesdays. At noon.
Okay.
Tomorrow.
At noon.
All right.
All right.
Cool, cool. All right. All right. Bye-bye.
Thanks for tuning in to We Talk Radio Network.